Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule24P on kaya959.
There has never been a better time to host a business show than the last 2 weeks. Trump wins Amaara. Yesterday we spoke about tariffs. We spoke about the fact that at the time he'd imposed 104% tariff on China. And then yesterday, before the night was over, it had gone up to 125%, if I'm not mistaken. China may still retaliate. It remains to be seen, and they most likely will. But the most important thing is that he suspended all the other tariffs for 90 days, giving all the other countries a chance to negotiate. China, though, I guess he continues to bully. You know,
Google, 100%.
There's a couple of things here that we need to touch on. The first has to be between percentage and nominal value, right? So China imports more products from the U.S. than the U.S. imports from China. When you look at the percentage value, I think it's about 60% for China and the U.S. about 40%. But because the Chinese economy is slightly smaller than the U.S. economy, the nominal value turns out to be something else, right? And so the nominal value of the U.S. is higher if you just look at the dollar amount. Versus the Chinese value, if you look at the dollar amount. And so I think Trump was on a quest to try and get those to be equal, which is the wrong way to do things, first of all, because, as we've already said, these economies are not the same. But anyway, whatever. He's dumb enough to believe that. Let's go with that. Another thing you got to look at is, what are the things that the U.S. imports from China versus the things that China imports from the U.S.? So China is the lifeline of the global economy. Things like microchips, for example, that they use for Silicon Valley and all the technology in the world mostly come from China. If you remember when we had the shutdown in Wuhan, when we had the issue, for example, with COVID, the whole world came to a standstill. All supply chain, all digital, everything basically shot up because China wasn't supplying what they needed to supply. And what Donald Trump is negating is the fact that, yes, both economies will suffer if they don't have each other. But the U.S. will suffer more because China will just go, okay, fine. That's it, buddy. You no longer get any of the technology that you guys are used to. And the American economy is based on that innovation and technological advancement. I don't know if he's thought about any of these things.
I'm tempted to say, I wonder if he's thinking at all. But given your conversation that you had with Kaya Sithole yesterday, it does show that he has been thinking for quite some time. And of course, just given the advisors that he has around him as well, must be getting contradictory views. I must say, even from a political front, what I've also noticed in some of the headlines and even analysis in touching base with a few colleagues in the U.S. is that this is largely based on Trump and his personality in terms of the politics that are at play. It's not necessarily a position or a stance that the Republicans overall would have implemented. But coming back to the numbers, as you've mentioned, boy, it's been a very interesting time to be a business journalist, because every day there's a shift in the needle, but it comes with significant consequences. So as you quite rightly put it, what we did see yesterday with the announcement of the 104% tariffs and then later 125% tariffs from the U.S. being charged on Chinese goods does come at a significant consequence. If we just take a look at the Magnificent Seven stocks, those who actually use these chips, Nvidia, Alphabet, who own Google, Apple, so many more, including Amazon, all of these are technology-based companies who do rely either on the manufacture or production of their product that happens outside in a market like China. China, as you've mentioned, does have that competitive advantage in terms of being a lot more affordable in terms of being a manufacturing hub. That also comes with cheap labor. They've also got the necessary systems in place in terms of value chain production as well as distribution to make sure that their goods do get to the rest of the world at a speedily pace. Funny enough, someone actually reminded me of that MAGA cap, the MAGA cap, Make America Great Again. If you look on the inside of the label, it's made in China. Yeah, so right down from the red cap that Trump wears so boldly, all the way up to these technology devices, ultimately China has a strong and very significant influence on the output in America. Now, fundamentally, what's also important to remember is that while Trump is trying to ensure that they do return jobs back into the U.S. market, the truth is they don't necessarily have the necessary infrastructure, capacity, or even labor force that would be keen, able, or willing to take on some of these jobs. The current investment incentives that they have for business in that arena aren't necessarily in flow already to ensure that there's an immediate pickup and appetite for jobs to be created within the U.S. in itself. So that does lead to ongoing debate as to how this is going to be handled in the medium term, especially just to make sure that, I guess, the growth and the parity and balance that he's trying to derive in terms of trade can adequately be derived. Coming back to the stock market, though, Sizwe, I think this is going to be a big one and maybe will lead to further investigations coming up in the next few months. Bear in mind that after Trump had mentioned these tariffs yesterday against China, he did actually also send out a tweet that this is a great time to buy.
Yes.
In other words, buying the dips in the stock market, right? Which is typically a usual investment practice, just as long as you don't catch a falling knife, as the phrase commonly says. But now the halting in these particular tariffs, or the 90-day suspension for all other nations except for China, has seen a significant uptick within the market performance. If you look at the Asian market, stock markets right now, they are soaring. The Nikkei is up by 8%. Australia's ASX is also surging up by 4%. And all of this leads to a new buying opportunity. And we can anticipate that later today, the JSE All-Share Index and US equities will open up in firmer territory. But there's a lot of speculation again that this was just a dip and a buying opportunity for him just to cause a fracas in the market, a lot of destruction and distraction, which has likely led to, again, just a buying opportunity for many market participants, including those in the US who own these technology companies, to get in once again. So some speculation there. Ultimately, all of this has just proven to be incredibly disruptive and caused a lot of uncertainty for investors.
Mark my words, the SEC will investigate that tweet and Trump may get charged. That's insider trading. If somebody who has direct access to the world's biggest economy can tell you things like that and then 20 or 30 minutes later make an announcement that will directly affect these markets, I don't know what more evidence you need to point to market manipulation. That's exactly what he did. Yeah. But anyway, you know, it's Trump. What else can we say? What are our markets looking like?
Well, the markets yesterday on our front actually saw a significant sell-off in the banking stocks. Bear in mind, again, banks, large financial services agencies, all of them, Absa, Standard Bank, Nedbank, and of course, even the likes of FNB saw a significant decline in their share prices, more than 8%. So really showing that they were at, trading at significant discounts. And that's largely in response not only to the volatility we saw with Trump and his tariffs, but also some uncertainty regarding South Africa's GNU. The gold mining stocks, though, continue to be significant winners. And if I look back to some research just post-COVID, it actually seems as though that's been the ongoing trend and theme, largely on the back of the fact that they've just found great favorability in where the commodity price cycle has been. But also many of these mining houses have also realigned their strategies and their operations just to be a lot more efficient in terms of profitability. So the All Share Index, yesterday we did close down in the red. Today, expect green. After nine, I think it's going to be a phenomenal festival with lots of green across our screen. Let's just hope it's not a dead cat bounce. 82,485 points is where the All Share Index will open up from. If we take a look at the currencies, though, there's slight reprieve, but great risk that we still might reach those all-time lows against the US dollar. And that will largely see us breach the 20 Rand level. Not in the short term, but definitely as long as this uncertainty does continue. For now, we're at 19.29 to the US dollar, 21.19 to the euro, and 24.81 against the British pound. The gold price, though, still going full steam ahead. It's 3% stronger today, $3,116 per fine ounce.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulet Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.